Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So tomorrow sees the introduction of these new laws regarding XL bully type dogs following a number of serious attacks. So from the 1st of October, which is tomorrow, it will be against the law to import, breed or sell an XL bully in Ireland, and people who currently own such a dog will be required to apply for a certificate of exemption. And our reporter Maura Fay has been looking into the fate of some XL bullies who've been taken in by various dog charities, and Maura is here. Hello Maura.
Hello Claire.
Good to see you. So what's going to happen to these dogs, these XL bullies that have been surrendered by their owners to charities?
Well, last Thursday, I visited a location on the Dublin Meath border where 13 XL bullies were being collected by a Swedish dog charity named Handar Utenham to be brought to Sweden. The charity for a long time has been transporting Irish rescue dogs, and during the month of September, they will have taken 20 XL bullies out of the country. Handar Utenham says it rehomes more than 700 Irish dogs annually, estimating it's taken a total of 11,000 Irish dogs since 2005. Caroline Carlton is the person in charge of transporting the dogs with Handar Utenham, and she explained to me what was happening.
Basically, we have arranged, we have two vans going to Sweden to get as many as possible of the XL bullies within our rescues out of here to save them and not have to die, basically.
How many XL bullies are going to Sweden today?
We have 13 of them today on these two vans, and in total we have taken 22 in September.
And how long will it take to get these dogs to Sweden?
We have approximately 2 days ahead of us driving.
And what will happen to these dogs when they get to Sweden?
Some of them go straight to their home. They are adopted, so they go straight into the families who are waiting. And the rest of them will go into foster homes.
And are XL bully dogs common in Sweden? How does your country handle them?
Yes, we do have a whole lot of XL bullies. They are basically as any other breed. We don't make any difference. We don't have any special rules, but we make sure that they are responsible dog owners. And yeah, they are often well aware about how they are and what they need. And they are adjusting accordingly.
A lot of people in Ireland think that XL bullies are a dangerous dog. Do you see issues with rehoming these dogs in Sweden?
No, not in the same way. We have more stricter laws in all breeds. And basically, we find, especially if you do your research, that it's a lot more other dog breeds that do the harm and the bites than the XL bullies.
In terms of dog ownership laws in Sweden, does Ireland differ a lot from the rules and the responsibilities that dog owners are required to have?
Oh, yeah, they do. But we have a lot of rules dogs overall. It's not just not one special for the XL bullies, but the dogs overall, when it comes to not leaving them alone, need to be on lead, rules in the dog parks, always need meeting other dogs. We respect each other as a dog owners, and it's just building a different way to make it work for all dogs. And the Swedish families are always really very, very, very good at adjusting and choosing a dog from what they need and can take care of.
So 13 dogs going to Sweden on the day that you met Caroline. What's the background, Maura, to those dogs?
So these were XL bullies that had come into the care of several different dog charities, including Working Animal Guardians, or WAG for short. Brenda Fitzpatrick is the co-founder of WAG, and she told me about an XL bully named Custard.
This is Custard. So Custard was found straying in the Phoenix Park in Dublin, and he was brought to the DCC dog shelter, Dog Pound. And we worked with him over the space of around 5 weeks in the pound, and then we got him out to foster with Kirsty, Jacob and Noah. And so Custard today, on the 26th of September, is heading off to his new home in Sweden with thanks to the Swedish rescue, Handar Utenham.
When people look at Custard, they see that he's an XL bully. He's a very strong, powerful dog. They're probably very intimidated by, you know, all the reports that we've had over serious XL bully dog attacks. They're probably glad that legislation has been brought in to ban his type of dog. What would you say to those people?
There's been a huge amount of sensationalism and over-reporting in the media in relation to the XL bully. Any breed of dog or type of dog can bite. And every single dog, including the XL bully type, requires people who will be responsible in their lives, protect them and protect the public also. The majority of these dogs are absolutely beautiful, sweet, kind, gentle dogs. Yes, they can be physically strong. There is a section of these dogs who have been owned by utterly the wrong people, people who have trained them maybe to be protection dogs, to bite or whatever it is. And also there's a section of people who have also done things such as inject them with steroids to give them a certain physical characteristic. But that is a minority. And the incidences that have been reported, the unfortunate incidences, have been in the minority. The absolute majority of these dogs are wonderful, wonderful dogs. And what we're advocating for is proper public education in relation to dog ownership, for availability of dog training classes, socialisation classes, for help for people who are struggling with their dogs, rather than just abandoning those dogs or dumping them in the pound, that they are enabled to hold on to their dogs and be effective and responsible owners. All rescues in Ireland, including WAG Rescue, were absolutely concerned with public safety. It is our number one priority, and that is why we are so stringent alongside so many other rescues in terms of assessing these dogs for suitability for rehoming.
So that is Brenda Fitzpatrick there from the organisation WAG. And what is the situation now for organisations like WAG and other charities that are working to rehome the dogs?
So from tomorrow, it had been expected that animal rescues would be completely banned from rehoming XL bullies. However, last Thursday evening, it was confirmed that existing XL bully dogs who are already in facilities run by animal welfare charities or shelters on the 1st of October will be allowed to rehome them, subject to strict criteria, up until the 1st of February 2025. If the XL bully comes into the possession of the charity after today, the charity will not be allowed to rehome them. Now, one of the people who has been speaking publicly about the need to ban XL bullies is James Madden. He's the veterinary officer with Leitrim County Council and also a member of the Dog Control Stakeholder Group, which was established by the Department of Rural and Community Development earlier this year. I spoke to him on Friday and started asking him about what he thought about Irish XL bullies being exported to Sweden, if we were just exporting the problem.
No, more not in my opinion. These dogs are being moved to Sweden, and the charity which has taken them over is a very responsible charity. They have rehomed many hundreds of dogs from Ireland over recent years. They're going to find good homes for them in Sweden. The dogs have been behaviour assessed and they will be home checked when they go to Sweden. I don't think it's irresponsible. I think it's fair enough. I think it's difficult to find homes for these dogs in Ireland at the moment, and they're confident they can find dogs for them in Sweden.
A lot of the animal rescue charities I've spoken to said that in terms of legislation, we don't need a breed-specific ban brought in. We need more responsible laws around dog ownership brought in Ireland. What would you say to that?
I absolutely agree. I think we need more responsible dog ownership laws, and we need more responsible owners in Ireland, absolutely. But in respect of this specific ban and this specific breed, this breed has proven itself to be very dangerous. Over 50% of fatalities in the UK over the last 4 years have been caused by this particular breed. It's a breed of concern. The numbers are growing rapidly in Ireland, as they have in the UK and in North America. We've been watching the developments closely with this breed for quite a while, and there's been a fatality in Ireland, and there's been a number of serious injuries in Ireland due to this particular breed. And unfortunately, we feel that we need a specific ban in relation to this breed in Ireland.
Could you just explain that figure to me about 50% of fatalities? So this is the number of people killed by dogs.
That's the number of people killed by dogs. In the UK, since 2021, there have been 30 fatalities in the UK. Of those, approximately half of them have been due to XL attacks by XL bully type dogs.
So James doesn't see a problem with the dogs being sent to Sweden. I know you asked the Department of Rural and Community Development that question about the export Board of XL Bully Dogs. What did they have to say?
So they said that the regulations do not prohibit the export of XL Bully type dogs. If an owner, including shelters and animal welfare organisations, choose to export an XL Bully, they are required under the regulations to give notice in writing to the local authority that issued their certificate of exemption not later than 30 days after such an export.
Maura, thank you very much. That's our reporter Maura Fay. Coming up next, a far-right party has come first in Austria's general election. So what does it mean for that country and for Europe?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.